This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Jenny Carlson, who's a columnist for The Oklahoman, right now at Big 12 Media Days in Arlington. But let's talk about basketball first, Jenny. What's been the reaction from Thunder Nation with Westbrook on his way to Houston?
I think it's still a little bit of disbelief, to be honest with you. I mean, obviously, when the Paul George trade happened, that was a overnight bolt of lightning, really. Happened on a Friday night, Saturday morning,
yes.
You know, wee hours of the morning. And that was really a surprise. And I think once that happened, you know, there were these dribs and drabs of news that the Westbrook situation might ultimately end with a trade. And so I think there were days and hours for Thunder fans to be coming to the realization that that could happen, and yet to actually have it happen. And then I think for some people to have it be Houston was still a lot to process. You know, Houston, obviously, home of James Harden, who, you know, past Thunder star in his own right, and, you know, a team that the Thunder has recently had playoff history with, and really built a pretty healthy rivalry with the Rockets. And now to think about Harden and Westbrook being there, you know, anytime you're going to see a guy that spent 11 years in a place in another uniform, it's going to be pretty jarring. But I think that that was one of those additional sort of blows to Thunder fans to still have to think, well, how is this going to be? And I think there's still some shock and some disbelief happening.
And in a business where there isn't a lot of loyalty, either from the teams to the players or from the players to the teams, it's a business. It certainly seemed like there was a relationship between Westbrook and the fans because he chose to stay multiple times. That was a little bit deeper, a little bit more personal than what you see with other athletes and their franchises. Was there then any idea or any thought that he might stay even after Paul George, or was that kind of out the window?
You know, I think initially the thought, you know, was maybe, you know, where do you go from here? You continue to build around Westbrook. But, you know, I think that I think once the news started to percolate out that he was open to talking about it and thinking about it and those sorts of things, you know, I think for even the most loyal of Thunder fans, there was sort of a realization that, you know, Westbrook getting to 30, you know, now looking at an uncertain future with the Thunder in terms of how quickly could they get back to potentially, you know, contender or knocking on the doorstep of contender. He obviously stayed after Durant left. He was part of the reason they were able to, you know, make Paul George happen for a couple years to get him to re-sign when most people thought that was completely, you know, off the table when the Thunder traded for Paul George. So, you know, the thought of, you know, if you're sitting in Westbrook's position, you know, how quickly can they get back to something that looks like it might build towards that? You know, he could be in his mid-30s by that point. And so, you know, I think there was at least an appreciation for the idea that, you know, if he wants to potentially win a championship and be a real part of a championship team, not just a bit player or somebody that, you know, is down the roster, you know, now's the time he needs to be on a team that's in that realm, is in that, you know, it's at least a possibility. So, yeah, I mean, I think initially that might have been something, you know, will he stay again? Will he be part of another rebuild? But I think the more you think about it, he's in a wholly different spot now, you know, he's now past 30, whereas before, still in his 20s, you know, a chance to really impact how the future looked. And he did impact that. I mean, they had three seasons post Durant that weren't the fall off the cliff that most franchises have when losing a player like that. So his impact was huge, but he's in a different place 3 years later. And I think that we saw that reflected in his decision and ultimately the Thunder's decision.
Jenny Carlson is a sports columnist with the Oklahoman and spending a few minutes with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. How do you evaluate the return that Sam Presti got, not just for Paul George, but also for Russell Westbrook?
Well, obviously, the Paul George trade, getting as many draft picks as Sam Presti was able to get was pretty remarkable. First rounders and multiple years, and the way that you talk to some draft experts out there, and you look at some of these years down the line, how stacked some of these years look to potentially be, and even lower lottery picks look like, guys that potentially have the kind of impact that a top five pick might have in some years. So some, obviously a chance to really rebuild without the tanking that we see so many teams have to go through sometimes for multiple years. It's great to see a team like Philadelphia winning like they are now, but think about how many games they lost potentially get to the level where they are now. And so for Sam Presti to, be able to sort of start that process without a total teardown, I think that's obviously a huge, huge benefit for a team that's obviously not an infant anymore when it comes to NBA franchises, but still, it doesn't have the deep root structure that a lot of franchises do. So, 11 years on, you want to still have a lot of good years to continue to grow those connections with your fans. And that's the kind of thing that I think Presti in some ways avoided. I mean, they're not going to be as good, obviously, this next year or for maybe a couple years to come, but I don't think you're going to see a team that only wins, in the teens or something like that. I mean, that would be hard to stomach. So I think that was really big. And, obviously they didn't get as much in return for Westbrook in terms of draft picks, that Chris Paul, whether he'll play a game for the Thunder or not remains to be seen. But Westbrook got, that's a tough contract to deal. He had a deal with a lot of remaining years. Obviously the escalating salaries up to, 40, I think $7 million is the player option he has at the end of that. So it's a big contract. And so that's a real problem for a lot of franchises. So the fact that, Sam Presti was able to make that deal and now potentially to, if they can deal Chris Paul and maybe get yet another, not only, draft pick piece or two, but maybe a young player that they can start to, build around with the roster that they still have remaining. So, it'll be interesting to see what does happen with this last piece. Will we see Chris Paul in a Thunder uniform or not? That's a tough contract to deal as well. So I think it remains to be seen how that works. But pretty clearly, Sam Presti has, considering the cards that he was dealt, once Paul George gets the call from Kawhi Leonard and says, let's go to the Clippers, and, Sam Presti's faced with that reality, he's made moves that have, not been totally crippling to the franchise. They can take a long view and try to see their way out of this. And so that's been pretty impressive to watch.
How much frustration was there with another first-round exit in the playoffs, considering they did, at the time, have two stars who were under contract?
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a huge frustration with, a team especially, if you looked, early in the calendar year, early, January, February of 19, you saw a team that wasn't just good. They were looking like a true championship-type contender. And then Paul George gets hurt. It's unclear exactly when or how severe, or whether there was a additional severity to that injury as the season went on. That's not really clear, but obviously at some point Paul George gets hurt. His play takes a hit. He's still playing at a high level, but not that MVP level we saw. But when he was, that was a team that, even though they aren't built the way the rest of the NBA is built these days, they were in the mix. They were a team that you thought these guys could potentially go out and, you know, make some noise in the playoffs, win, you know, a couple of series, maybe get to the Western Conference Finals, maybe get to the NBA Finals. So that all changed so dramatically. And then you see a, you know, obviously, as I said before, a team that figured out a way to lose a superstar of Kevin Durant's caliber and not fall off the cliff, and yet clearly not built in a way to be able to really, you know, make any headway in the playoffs. And with the salary that they were, you know, that they were paying out, it was a roster built to do more, and they weren't getting it done. And so I think there was internal frustration. There was definitely external frustration.
Sure.
And I think that then, you know, created this opening. Once Paul George, you know, has that desire to be traded, then the idea of, okay, this isn't obviously working to the level that they wanted it to work. What's that next possibility out there for the franchise?
Jenny Carlson of the Oklahoman with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So it's not even basketball season, and the drama has been so thick now for over a month. But it is actually getting close to football, both college and the pros. And Big 12 media days are going on, so a lot of the Oklahoman staff covering them. Jalen Hurts, this feels like such old news, and yet here we are to the point where it's actually going to matter. How excited are fans about having a guy who's got so much experience and so many wins under his belt as part of their offense?
I think Oklahoma fans are fascinated to see what this is going to be like. I mean, obviously, Lincoln Riley has become the quarterback whisperer. I mean, he's taken two guys that, you know, lost their jobs at their previous schools, became disgruntled, were obviously talented, but it wasn't quite working, and he turned them into Heisman Trophy winners and number one picks in the draft. So, you know, can that magic be worked on Jalen Hurts? Not to say he wasn't great at Alabama, but he still lost his job, you know, not to the level of where Baker Mayfield was when he left, not to the level of where Kyler Murray was when he left. And obviously the timeline is shorter. Jalen Hurts has only been on campus since the start of the year. So how quickly can Lincoln Riley improve him and mold him? And you know, what can this offense do? A lot of questions remain about how good is their defense going to be. That's been such a stumbling block for them the last few years. But, you know, they feel like they've got a lot of complementary pieces around Jalen Hurts. And then if he can take that winner mentality that he showed so often at Alabama and add to what Lincoln Riley is teaching him, what he's learning under their system and that tutelage, people are excited, I think, to see what it's going to look like. And they haven't even named Hurts the starter yet. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt he will be, but it's just like, what is this going to look like when it all comes together? I think people are really interested and obviously excited to see what could be for Oklahoma this year.
It is hard to believe we're talking about football, but it's now it's here. It's 2 days pretty soon in training camps, of course. So follow Jenny on Twitter at Jenny with an I, Carlson with a C, JenniCarlson underscore OK. Longtime friend and longtime sports columnist with the Oklahoman. It's great to have a couple of minutes with you, Jenny. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Amy. Talk to you later.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.